Adamo podcast here at skidrow.la. Boys and girls, give yourselves a hand, all five of you who are listening to this wonderful podcast. Woohoo! Yeah! Right next to me is my sidekick of the night. It's Chef Kazooie. Chickster, yes, he's out with laryngitis. His voice, you know, he went through a lot of the yeses last year, and now I had to bring in Chef Kazooie. Sidekick me along 2012. We're going to start the year off right. We're going to bring up some of the best comedians you've ever seen starting tonight all the way till 2013. So get ready, folks. Those of you who are listening to the Adamo podcast, of course, I'm the number one cereal mascot of the Milky Way. I get sick of saying that sometimes because I'm a growing up and I'm trying to be like fun. Realistically, I need to cut this act and I just need to be myself. That's right, boys and girls. I need to be myself and talk to you. Not talk about, it's Adamo! Because when you go to school, you don't talk like that. You talk like, yo, what's up, Billy? You want to go bite the poop? So, yeah. That's where I'm at. Chef Kazooie, how do you feel about being yourself in 2012 and not trying to pretend?
I feel very excited about it. I've always wanted to take a more prominent role in your life, and I feel like I can help you.
Huh. How could you help me, Chef Kazooie? I mean, you're a man of mystery. I mean, you drive a Jaguar.
Well, for too long, I've held on to my secrets as a serial chef, but now I wish to share them with you and the world.
Okay, I want to know about these secrets, Chef Kazooie. Because I've always had my eye on you, and I like that, but I've had my eye on you, Chef Kazooie. So tell me about those secrets that you share.
Well, a long time ago, I was trained by Japanese cereal masters. As you know, the Japanese created breakfast. After many battles, we were in the field, and...
Boys and girls, Chef Kazooie's hopped up on cereal right now. I don't know what he cracks me up. That's
Adamo, this is completely serious.
Chef Kazooie, you gotta lay off that sugar. It's not working anymore.
The Japanese have no time for your jokes.
All right, I have an idea, Chef Kazooie. Since we're not gonna, you know, be ourselves tonight, and we're gonna be the real us, why don't we switch roles? Why don't I become Chef Kazooie and you become Adamo? Mix us up a recipe, if you know what I mean, and turn me into Chef Kazooie.
Oh, Adamo, this is very strange, but if you try this bowl, special Kazooie.
Not that type of special stuff, Kazooie. I mean the special stuff, like here. The change of a man.
Here. Eat this bowl right here.
Oh, man, that's a great sound effect. Chef Kazooie.
Adamo, what's happening to your voice?
Oh my gosh, boys and girls, it's Bingo the Milkman.
Wow, Adam, thanks for having me. How's it going?
Not bad. Chef Kazooie's a little high, and I'm a little hopped up on cereal, and David Lunch is not here tonight. But speaking of David Lunch, what's that ringing in my head?
Adamo, this is David Lunch here. I'm out with a cold.
David Lunch, come on. Get in.
Boys and girls, I need you to come up with a magic code to get us back to ourselves and get us back to the mindset of success for 2012. Wait a second. It's Tinker Jew. Do you hear that? Tinker Jew?
Adamo, that's not Tinker Jew. That's David Lunch. And I'm going to destroy you. Ha ha.
Listen, Adam, I don't know. I think I've been out with the cows too long, if you know what I'm talking about.
Bingo, tell me about the cows. I know. How's Bessie?
Oh, Bessie's, she rang in the new year a little hard this year, so we had to put her out to pasture.
No shoot. How's Tessie?
Tessie, she's back from vacation.
Deck my balls. Wow. So tell me more about Bessie.
Well, as I mentioned, Bessie, it's kind of a sore subject.
Little Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
The most beautiful cow
in the world.
In the world.
She's okay. Great.
Yes. All right, great. Now could I just have some of that milk, please? I'm thirsty, and my voice is going to become like David Lunch. And chicks are, Animo, drink some milk already so you can become funny.
You can have all the milk you want.
Well, boys and girls, that's Bingo the Milkman. Let's do a good old-fashioned toast for 2012, yeah?
Yeah.
M-I-L-K. Milk! Bingo the Milkman. Chef Kazooie, do you want some milk?
Adamo, no milk for me, please.
Chef Kazooie, you get weirder every time I see you. I just want to figure you out, and I'm... Okay, you know what?
I should tell you about my new cereal for 2012.
Is it better than turkey twisters that turn milk into delicious gravy?
Much better. It is Millennials.
Deck my balls.
Yes, this is the last cereal I will ever make.
Last cereal you'll ever make. Chickster, I wish you were here tonight.
Animal, that's not Chickster, that's Tinker Jew. He's just a big giant nose that floats over your head.
Listen, Animal, I think we ought to get on with the show, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Boys and girls, are you ready for our special guest of 2012? I can't hear you.
Yeah!
I can't hear you.
Woo!
Oh, and they're roaring. The crowd's going crazy. And boys and girls, we have one of the best stand-up comedians, improvisationalist, in Los Angeles. And yes, she does have a fantastic presence and ability that not too many females in the industry of Hollywood could get to her level.
She's got to be funnier than you, Adam.
Would you stop, Bingo?
Hey.
In fact, I need a good milking right now before we bring up our guest that I haven't said her name yet. Could you milk me?
I thought we were done with that.
I just need a little milking. All right, fine. Just a little to the left.
All right.
Okay, Bingo, this is weird. No more milking. All right, boys and girls. Today on the show, we have the one and only Jesse Schwartz. That's right. She is a phenomenal comedian, and you have to check her out on the internet. You could follow her on Twitter. Yeah, I haven't even brought her on the show yet, and I'm plugging her. That's Twitter / Jesse Schwartz. Boys and girls, it's Jesse Schwartz. Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad. Thank you.
I can see that.
So why are you wearing sunglasses?
Oh, I was trying to be very serious. Only serious people wear sunglasses. Right?
Yeah. I mean, Bingo over here wears sunglasses, so maybe you guys have something in common.
I think we have so much in common. We have hands. We wear sweaters. And have hair. Noses.
This is all true.
All of it. He talks. I talk.
You do talk. So tell us, what are you working on these days?
I'm gonna be funny now. I'm taking off my sunglasses. Oh my, can you guys hear that? Yeah. Can you guys hear that? Woo!
Woo-hoo.
Wow!
Wacky.
I'm working
fish.
On sort of. It's like me. I'm Jewish, sort of. I am working on a pilot. It's called Marmalade Jones.
Marmalade Jones?
Marmalade.
Marmalade.
Marmalade. Mm-hmm.
Try saying that three times, boys and girls. Go ahead. Try.
And with a cold. Try.
Marmalade cold.
Marmalade toad.
Marmalade toad.
Marmalade toad.
Marmalade
toad.
Camel corn. So, Jesse, what makes you so funny? Tell me, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York for 7 years. And then I went to Texas. Tadao!
Tadao is a Texas word?
No, I think... Tadao? I think it's a... Think
sounds
it's
like a very, like, Eastern European word.
Tadao!
Hey, tadao.
Yeah.
It's funny, because your humor, every time I run into you, see you perform, it's almost like it hits you the second after the audience reacts to you. It doesn't happen before they react. It's after.
Yes.
Which makes it special.
I think so. It's like they can't see what's coming.
Absolutely.
Right.
So about Marmalade.
Uh-huh. Marmalade Jones.
Exactly.
I did a one-woman show at Comedy Central Stage called I Once Was a Idiot. That's right. I said it. I Once Was a Idiot.
Hmm. How many people were in the cast?
Just one.
One-woman show. So, okay. So then after that, Comedy Central came to you and said they want to make a pilot.
Yes.
Fantastic. Comedy Central seems like they're a good network to work with.
Oh, yeah. They're great. They're great. And Bobby Gaylor, he's one of the – it's a real guy. Bobby Gaylor.
Oh, no. It's just your expressions. It's fantastic. You lit my laugh.
Oh, I love that too.
Fixer's laughing too with his laryngitis.
Oh, poor guy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He is.
So how do you talk to a network executive? I mean, is it do you have to always be funny? Or are you?
I just cry the whole time. I just cry, just crying the whole time, whimpering when I'm not crying, and then when I'm silent. There's just tears.
Interesting, because I met with this guy, Gary Mann from Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. He told me I'm the next Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Yeah.
He must really like you.
You think so?
I saw him at a show wearing
sweatpants. I think he was making fun of me, actually. Really?
Yeah.
So I should have told him he's the next Adam Sandler.
Yes.
All right.
I think so.
Got it.
Cool. He was wearing sweatpants, but it was many years ago.
I mean, so do you get nervous around these big shots, or you're just always on?
No. I do not get nervous.
You don't get nervous. Who are your comic influences?
Really like Dane Cook. I'm kidding. I don't like Dane Cook. That's a joke. I don't like mimes that talk. He's like the worst mime ever.
I feel like you're about to cry. Put back on the sunglasses.
I'm going to put those sunglasses on.
All right. I'm just playing. You don't have to.
I am Louis C.K. He's a hoot. David Wayne. David Wayne. I might have a crush on him. I might have a crush on David Wayne.
David Wayne.
Yes.
Boys and girls, if you haven't seen Jesse Schwartz, she's actually a very attractive young lady. Is that okay if I say attractive?
Yes.
It's okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Thank you.
All right. I mean, these are 10-year-olds I'd speak to.
Oh. Do you guys know what that word means? It's a lot of syllables, you know? 10. These kids aren't like what they were years ago when they read. Remember reading children?
I remember that.
That word is so creepy.
I read a lot. I read a lot on the children.
Children. Doesn't it sound creepy?
It sounds creepy, and people always ask me, like, you know, what's up with the children's shows and et cetera. To me, it's very clear that I haven't surpassed the age of 13.
I don't think anybody has.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And if they have, boo. Ooh.
So give us a little sample of your show. Your one-woman show that was performed for Comedy Central.
Yes.
Comedy Central is developing a pilot.
Okay.
And they need to realize that a star is on their team. And we got you tonight, by the way, here at Skid Row.
Yeah, you guys did.
All right.
The dentist almost got me earlier.
Downstairs.
There was a scary, creepy dentist.
A real dentist.
I think so. I don't know what. He was wearing a dentist jacket.
You're kidding me, right?
No.
I know the security guard downstairs. He's pretty cool.
Does he wear a dentist jacket?
No, he wears a security jacket.
What's a dentist jacket?
Yeah, Kazooie doesn't have teeth.
White. You should go and get teeth.
What's the difference between a dentist and a mad scientist?
A white jacket. The dentist jacket is a fitted jacket. It's fitted. And it usually has his name or her name. I'm sorry. His or her name on the left side. Might say Dr. Dr. Glasses, Dr. Glasser, Dr. Glasses, as Jan Brady, if she had a boyfriend or a husband, it would be Dr. Glass. No? Did I just date myself?
You didn't date yourself. Okay. You just actually made me smile.
Remember to drink your milk, kids. That'll keep the dentist away. That's what they say, right?
So, okay. So going back downstairs to the dentist, reenact the situation. I'll be the dentist.
Okay. I walked over to the door, which, by the way, it's hard to ever see addresses in Los Angeles. They don't have them here. It's an address. It should be like a sign because that's what it is. And I couldn't see it. And then I looked a little lost. And then creepy dentist. Did I mention he was a little creepy? He was stood in front of the door, the glass doors, just staring, watching me, trying to open the door, which he knew one was locked and the other one wasn't. And then he opened it and was creepy.
Mm. Did he have a voice?
He was like,
silent.
Hey, how's it going? No, I don't think that wasn't his voice. I don't know what his voice was. I blacked it out. I was terrified and I started crying. And then he gave me a movie.
He gave you a movie?
Because I was crying.
Deck my halls. What kind of movie did he give you?
New York Minute.
New York Minute with the Olsen twins?
Yeah.
That is pretty creepy.
It's torture.
That's torture.
It's torture.
So, going back to your one-woman show for Comedy Central, could I hear a little piece of it, please, on the spot, if you don't mind, releasing the rights.
Sure. Thank Marmalade you. Jones, she was in a cult. She escaped a cult. Mm. But you find out quickly after the show begins that she did not escape. She got kicked out. And the comedy ensues. Who gets kicked out of a cult? Nobody.
Usually you have to change your own mind to get kicked out of a cult.
They want to keep you there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she runs off and lies to her brother, her little brother, and tells him that she got she escaped. And if they find her,
and this is
they
comedy.
Will kill her.
This is comedy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because she's lying.
I mean,
lying is funny. Prank.
Boys and girls, you might want to not listen to that.
I'm kidding. But
you say this is a monologue. I mean, that's how you deliver.
Yes.
Or you're just giving us the premise.
I was just giving you the premise.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, could I get that good old fashioned actress of you?
Yes.
Like, deliver now.
Okay.
I'm excited. Put on the show. Popcorn, please.
Marmalade, she tries, but she just messes things up.
Here we go, boys
and
girls.
That's the main thing. She may go to a coffee shop, and then she's like, oh, there's this fire. There's a candle or something. I don't like this candle. And then maybe she throws it in the trash can, and she thinks it's out. And then the whole coffee shop is on fire, but she leaves. And then she gets home, and she sees on the news that the coffee shop is on like burned down, and she's like, oh my God, I was just at that coffee shop. I could have died. But she doesn't realize she caused the fire.
And this takes place in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to develop that show?
Well, I developed the character, Marmalade, who didn't have a name at first. I did that on purpose. I wanted her to do a one-woman show and not ever say her name, ever. And the premise was she was supposed to do the show with a bag on her head.
A bag on her head.
Uh-huh. The show opened with a video of her looking like she just escaped from somewhere, saying, if anybody finds me dead, Zendig Farms did this. Zendig Farms, which is an actual cult in Texas and Colorado.
You have a cult fascination.
Maybe I do. I was not in one, though. And then when I'm freaking out in the video, someone comes behind me and puts a bag on my head and I scream, and then, it blacks. And then all of a sudden the show starts and I walk out with a bag on my head, and I plan on doing the whole show with a bag on my head, but then I can't breathe and I have to take it off.
Now the front row,
was
it like Shamu? Were they scared they were gonna get wet? When they first saw you with
they
the bag over your head?
They were completely soaked.
Splash zone.
All of them.
Because, I mean, I always think about the first row. How
Gallagher? Are you saying I'm like Gallagher?
I'm not saying you're like Gallagher. I'm saying you're...
I am losing my hair, if that's what you meant by attractive.
What are you, 24?
24. I love that. Ooh, let's play a game. Next week is my birthday. How old should I say I'm going
to
be?
I'd say you're no more than 24 to 28.
24 to 28.
Yeah, right? I wouldn't say a number. I would just say I'm 24 to 28. You choose.
Okay.
That's your bracket.
Is it? Are you agreeing?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Okay. Then that's how old.
Bingo's on board with everything.
Okay.
Okay. So what?
I mean,
so,
look at her for crying out loud. She was on the cover of this book over here.
Why is Kazooie over there so quiet? He gets a little nervous, by the way, Jesse. Oh. Excuse us, Kazooie.
Adamo, you insulted me.
Kazooie. No. Why are you blushing? Jesse, I should introduce you to Kazooie. Kazooie, he's always wanted to meet an American woman.
Oh.
And now's...
I'm Canadian, though.
Kazooie, is that okay?
I'm not Canadian!
Oh.
Sorry.
She's American.
Yeah, I'm American.
Kazooie, this is your opportunity. Boys and girls, Kazooie is going to meet a real American princess right now. So stay tuned. After this brief commercial break with Bingo the Milkman.
Boys and girls, are you tired of that same old orange juice for breakfast? Why not try something new? Good old-fashioned M-I-L-K. That's right, milk.
And we're back. Chef Kazooie, yes, here comes the blindfold. Now, we're on the count of three. I know what you want for New Year's this year. She's young.
Oh.
You're old.
Yes.
And you might just thank me. One, two, three.
Bong bong. Oh my goodness.
Hello.
Wow, Adamo. And is this the assistant you promised me?
This is the assistant I promised
Hi.
You.
Hi.
What is your name, young
Bunny?
Woman?
Bunny.
I think you guys are a perfect match.
My last name's Booney. Bunny Booney. Booney.
I noticed that
Booney.
You have
Bunny Booney. Meet Bunny Chef Booney. Kazooie.
Hello.
Wow. He drives a Jaguar and he drinks a lot of brandy.
Ooh.
Adamo, is this the
This is Bunny Booney.
Is this the special ingredient we talked about for
this
the next
is the special
cereal?
Ingredient. And I think you guys are off to a great new year.
Are you going to bake me?
Well, we've never had a bunny in our cereal before, but this could be a new chapter.
Bunny?
Yes?
Chef Kazooie is the head of research and development here.
Ooh.
Maybe bunny. We could just use a foot of
well,
a bunny.
Well, I don't know
I have,
if that's right.
I have two. I'm not like a real bunny. I'm a person.
Oh. That explains it.
Well, boys and girls, let's take it away back to Jesse Schwartz. Thank you, Bunny, and thank you, Chef Kazooie. Look, they're holding hands already.
That's really sweet.
They're making hearts.
Oh, my God.
Back to the kitchen.
So, yes. Jesse, mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about yourself. We know you're from New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, I lived there until I was about seven.
You're not from New York.
No, I am. I mean, I was born there, but then I moved to Texas, and I was there for a long time.
Whereabouts in Texas?
Austin and a small town called Round Rock, Texas.
So when did you actually become funny?
God, I was, funny looking. I think that's safe to say. And I had to beat everyone to the punchline. And my father, would make fun of us. So we would make fun of each other.
I see.
Hi, Dad. Thanks for making me funny.
Interesting.
He writes jokes for me sometimes.
No way.
Yeah. I did a whole set on Father's Day, and I got booed off the stage. They were all his jokes.
Hmm.
It's cool. I liked it.
Interesting. Now you're married.
Yes.
You're married. How long have you been married for?
In April, it will be 2 years.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Would you like to know my last name?
I would.
Okay. It's Schwartz-McGill. And I will tell you why. My mother was a Schwartz before she married my father, who's a Schwartz. They're not related. And I always wondered why she didn't hyphenate it, because I thought that'd be funny. Schwartz. And then I got the chance to. And then I felt guilty for not putting my husband's name on there. So I threw that on for good measure.
Nice.
And it has a nice ring to it. Schwartz, Schwartz, McGill.
It sounds like a McDonald's commercial.
Who wears Schwartz, Schwartz?
It does. It sounds like a McDonald's commercial. Like get the new Schwartz, Schwartz, McGill.
Ooh, I like that.
Everything you said so far, I'm saying it all backwards, the names. You have very unique names tonight, Jesse.
Thank you.
All your characters, your last name,
We should also mention on the podcast here, we are at Skid Row Studios, skidrowstudios.com. Feel free to give us a call, 800-893-9562. Go ahead, call on in if you're listening.
Now, do you ever get that, you know, does people ever say that you're funnier than Sarah Silverman?
Yeah, this one really dapper fellow said that. And I get other people saying that, but I think they can't be serious.
Have you met Sarah Silverman?
I have. She's really nice.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay, she's like twice your age.
She's her and Joan Rivers they're roommates. Nobody knows that except me, because that's what she told me when I met her. She's like, hey, roommates with Joan Rivers. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Why are you telling me? And she's like, I don't remember.
Yeah, see, Sarah Silverman does a lot of, shows all over town, not so popular shows all the way to sold out arenas. Do you follow that vibe of comedy where you'll do a coffee shop, a bar, and then you'll sell out the Comedy Central stage the next day?
Yeah.
So you're into that. You're into the alternative comedy.
Oh, yeah. I would do a show for two people.
You do a show for
two people? I have done a show for two people.
Do you get more nervous with two people?
Doing it right now.
No. I don't think I get, no. I get nervous before shows, and then on stage, it's just...
Yeah, you're a comedian. You're not necessarily like a stand-up comedian. You're a comedian. In other words, you could last in Hollywood for movies, TV shows. You could make special appearances. I feel a lot of comedians, when they're young, they start just doing comedy, mm-hmm. stand-up comedy, before they realize the potential of the full-blown clown comic.
Right. Thank God I'm only 24 to 28.
That's true, yeah.
I have so much time, and I figured it out.
What's your favorite show in Los Angeles to do?
I like Arbar.
Arbar is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, DeMorge puts on a wonderful show.
Yeah, he's great. Blam, blam, blam. I think that's tonight, isn't it?
It's usually the second Thursday of every month.
I don't know.
It is tonight.
Is it tonight?
Perhaps, yeah. I think so, actually. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, well, we could always go over there afterwards. Yeah, Arbar, Blam, 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 terrific show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah, DeMorge, what a smart fella.
He is.
Ran into me once in Echo Park, and we just talked about you for about an hour, about your set you did. You went up there, and you something wasn't working, I think, if I could recall.
Yes.
Boombox or something.
Yes.
And you made nothing into something so brilliant that was probably planned, but you made it like a skilled art. So that captured my attention. I saw you maybe a week later, and I told you about that, and I was like, wow. Tell me more about this story that you did at Arbar, this performance.
I actually did it in my one woman show. It was the character. She decides that she wants to do stand up, but she didn't know how to. So she talked to her good friend Sean Puffy Combs, and he tells her that she should sample jokes like he samples music.
Nice.
So she would sample the punchlines. She would tell a joke and then hit play and have the punchline of somebody else's brilliant joke.
Nice.
That was it. But it was just technical problems. It worked out well at Comedy Central, but Arbar, I don't know if anyone could even hear me. I didn't care. I was having fun.
Yeah. You do music as well?
I do. On GarageBand, when I am bored or when I can't move.
You can't move.
I had surgery and I was stuck in bed for 2 weeks.
Oh no, where do you have surgery?
Oh, I was too tall. I was 5'2" and I didn't want to be 5'2" anymore. So I went down to 5'1" and it's painful. They,
bone
crack
shaving.
Yeah. No, I, my arm. You can see there's nasty scar and another one.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was for fun, you know, hadn't had surgery on my arm, wanted to try it out.
Fantastic.
And then I wrote a song called Bedbugs.
You and Adam should improvise a song together. I mean,
well, I was going to first say what I'm good at best is putting people on the spot. Hey, Jesse, can we hear Bedbugs? A cappella.
I can just sing the part that you'll always remember. Mind you, it was on GarageBand, and there was helium effect to it because I can't sing. So here's the part that's going to be in your head for a while. Bedbugs, 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 bedbugs. Bedbugs in the morning and bedbugs in the night. Bedbugs on the sidewalk. Bedbugs with your cigarette and martini. I don't remember the rest of it.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you.
Nice. Bedbugs. Nice. Now, do you sell your songs on iTunes?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
I like to give them out for free.
You're a real artist.
Real artist.
Giving it out for free.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So you can't give.
Yeah. I do what I can.
Okay.
You know.
So how's the management and agents going? Are they all over you? I'm sure they are.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
It's like phone call, phone call, phone call. I just turn it off because I don't have time for their crowd. Children say crud. It's a good word.
Yeah, it is a good word.
I know.
Crowd.
Crud.
Nice.
It's a, if you want to talk about the book.
Smart Girls, Smart Choices, 10 Biggest Mistakes of a Young Woman's Makes.
Yeah.
By Megan Quinton.
Uh-huh.
Why do you have that book here, and what does it do for you?
Well, I'm on the cover of it.
That's not you.
That's me.
Sure is.
Go ahead.
Holy crud.
It's me.
It's you.
Proud.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It is you.
Uh-huh.
Your eyes are facing to the left.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They took my freckles off.
So you were on Smart Girls, Smart Choices,
yes.
Avoiding the 10 Biggest Mistakes Young Women Make by Megan Quinton.
The funniest part is
and
that
Jesse Schwartz is on the cover of it.
It's a
terrific
Christian book. No, right? They thought that my Jewy face would help them sell a book. It's fine.
Well, how many of the 10 mistakes have you yourself personally made?
Probably all of them. I'm going to say all of them.
You know, I wasn't laughing at the religious part. I was laughing at the fact that I thought it was like a teeny boppers, like a Nickelodeon produced type of iCarly type of book. And all of a sudden you're like, it's a Christian book.
It's a Christian book.
Threw me for a curve.
I did stock photos many years ago, and I'm haunting myself now.
Life for girls and young women in today's world is tough. But it can be a lot easier if you make the right choices. College student Megan shares straight from her heart about the things that trip up most girls. How can you avoid making those painful choices?
I would avoid doing anything that she says. That's what I would avoid doing.
Now, you could only purchase this book at a Christian bookstore?
You can purchase it, I think, at a Christian bookstore. I think it's on Kindle. I think it might also be at CVS, which is where I got it. CVS.
Neat.
Yes.
Perfect. If you want
to, no, it's funny because I used to do this little act, and I used to get a book called Urban Fiction Book. It was called Popcorn, and it looked like a normal cover on the front, and you'd open it up, and I used to have an audience member come up, and I said, I need a volunteer. I'm casting this play in Hollywood, and I think you look perfect for the part. So they'd be like, okay, fine. And this was just some random person in the audience, and then they would open the book and have it planned, and then they would start reading urban fiction, and all of a sudden these big words like I'm not going to say on a children's radio program would pop up, and it was just like the reaction of their faces of them saying this word on the spot and then looking at me. I found that funny. I grew out of that stage of my comedy career, moved on to bigger and better things.
Bigger
thank
words.
You. Bigger words.
Bigger
thank
words.
You. And it just reminds me of that. Perhaps maybe I'm sure you're going to use this in an act of yours.
Maybe.
Sooner or later.
Maybe.
I don't know what
you'll
do with it.
Possibly.
But I wish I could get, if you brought me a copy, that'd be very neat. But don't worry, I'll buy one.
Okay.
Because I want to support your face on the front of this book.
You can get it probably on Amazon for like $2. Maybe they'll pay you $2 to take the book.
Nice.
I'm not sure, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Either way, free poster.
Yeah.
Poster.
There we go. Hot.
And Jesse, what is your New Year's resolutions for 2012?
It didn't have any. Was that? I never make any.
Bingo, what were your...
Well, Adamo, number one resolution, reinvent milk.
Chef Kazooie, New Year's resolutions?
Adamo, my number one resolution was to teach you how to make cereal.
Adamo, this is David Lunch here. You gotta stop doing this. You're not good at it. Stop talking about New Year's resolutions. Get on. Kyle MacLachlan is calling me right now. I have bigger and better things to do.
David, that's not nice. Boys and girls, that's David Lunch, my arch nemesis. He's just in my head, stuck in there. And he comes out once in a while and talks to us. And he's a very vicious guy. But Bingo likes him.
Oh, he's okay.
Adamo, put back on the girl. She's a lot funnier than you.
It's a good idea.
All right. Thanks, David. It's a good idea. Jesse?
Yes?
It's been an honor to have you here.
It's been an honor to be
at the
here.
Adamo podcast.
Yes.
And I'm gonna tell you words of wisdom.
Okay.
That I once learned, and I'm not gonna say it's gonna work for you. Wait about 3 days until you hear this podcast.
Okay.
On playback.
Okay.
And you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
At the moment, you're probably hearing a bunch of chaos and mumble and jumble, but mark my words, it's gonna sound funny and terrific.
Yay!
Boys and girls, that's Jessie Schwartz. You could follow her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Funny or Die.
Funny or Die?
It's a Funny or Die.
/ Jessie Schwartz, or just Google.
I have a video that's called Carrie on Hollywood Boulevard.
There you go. Things just keep popping up.
Yeah, I forgot.
All right. Well, that's Jessie Schwartz. Please check her out this year wherever she performs. Follow her on Twitter. Funny or Die. I'm Adam O. This is the Adam O podcast. I'm alongside Bingo the Milkman, Chef Kazooie, Uncle Chickster is out with laryngitis.
Yes.
And of course, David Lunch.
Animal, goodbye.
Boys and girls, one last time for Jesse Schwartz.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. And that's the Adam O podcast. Happy New Year, boys and girls. And let's make it an amazing new year. Good morning and eat your breakfast.